Well, many Australians hit hard by the coronavirus recession simply could not get by without income support from the government. And one aspect of that, the $750 one-off payments to all low-income Australians, was meant to encourage them to spend for the good of the economy. But figures out today show a large proportion of recipients either pocketed the money or funnelled it into savings. So is that making it harder to drive the economy out of recession? I spoke to our business reporter David Taylor about the figures. So, David, break down this data for us. What income support does it include and where exactly did the money end up?
Well, Linda, 6.5 million Australians on low incomes, that includes folks receiving JobSeeker and the age pension, received one-off government payment of $750 per person in March and April, and then again in July. Now, this survey covers the first round of payments. Now, the data from the Bureau of Statistics show that 29%, or close to a third, actually went to savings, 28% went to bills, and just over 10% on food and non-alcoholic drinks. The data also shows, though, that under 65s were more likely to use the money to pay for mortgages and paying down debt. But again, Linda, not going towards shopping. So a lot of people using this simply to save or to reduce their debt exposure. It's not going into the economy necessarily.
So a third, basically, a third of the government's assistance has effectively been sitting idle in the past few months. Was that the intention?
Well, no, not at all. And this doesn't include JobKeeper or JobSeeker payments, the initial ones that the government boasts about getting out quickly and sharply. But a key reason for giving the extra payments to low-income earners was under the assumption that they would spend all of the money and do it quickly. But this shows that just simply isn't true. Now, Catherine Birch is a senior economist with the ANZ Bank. She says this data set highlights how tricky it is to manage the economy through a pandemic.
Because we do have fewer opportunities to spend at the moment, particularly if you're in Victoria right now. But also there's a lot of uncertainty around what the outlook looks like as well. So if you look at, say, for example, the consumer confidence figures, consumer confidence has been falling for about 5 or 6 weeks now, largely due to this renewed surge of cases in Victoria and the return to restrictions. So households, I think, around the country are looking at this and going, well, what if this happens in my town or my city? What if we get new cases? What if we return to restrictions as well? So I think households are very aware that there's a lot of uncertainty, particularly in the labour market as well. So it might be putting away some money for a rainy day.
ANZ economist Catherine Birch there. So, David, recent revisions to the unemployment rate show that it's been rocketing up to over 10%. I think we get the figures for July later this week. So how does this understanding of how the stimulus payments are being spent change what we know, I guess, about the pace of recovery and how long it'll take for unemployment to fall again?
Well, in short, Linda, it'll take longer. And the government and the Reserve Bank have both acknowledged the recovery is going to take longer and will be slower than previously thought. Now, the catch to all of this is despite tens of billions of dollars going into the economy with really the sole purpose, Linda, of getting the unemployment rate down so that people can easily afford to go to the shops or pay down debt, it's not happening nearly as fast as what the government was hoping. Obviously, that extends the recovery period. Here's Catherine Birch.
Australia has one of the highest household debt-to-income ratios in the world. So if households are starting to repair their balance sheet a bit, that's a positive as well, I think.
When you consider the government is pumping a lot of money into the economy and not all of it is making it into the economy, does this mean it's going to take a little longer than we thought to get the unemployment rate down?
You know, this is one of the risks that we always highlighted earlier on, is if we see renewed surges of cases and returns to restrictions. Well, that's going to be really an ongoing risk as long as there's some degree of community transmission and before we get a vaccine. So it does look like it will take longer. We are going to be quite reliant on, you know, household spending to help with the recovery. But at the same time, there have been other measures that have pumped more money into the economy that was previously expected. So, for example, the superannuation early release scheme, where a lot more money has been withdrawn by households. Some of that has been, again, put towards offset accounts and into savings and paying off debt to repair the balance sheet. but some of it has flowed into spending as well.
Economist Catherine Birch speaking with David Taylor.